Alright. And at a dance, after a dance, a boy might say to a girl, "May I walk you home? May I..."
"May I see you home or carry you home?" But,
okay.
That carry is not used too much in this section.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most of the young folks who say that wouldn't know what you're talking about. "May I carry you?"
But that was fairly common when, common when you were younger?
No, never was in this section. It was from other sections there. "May I see you home, or may I have the pleasure of escorting you home, or may I take you home?"
Uh-huh.
But carry you, never heard that hardly. That came from other sections.
All right. And if you're in a tug of war, people get on a rope and they...
Pull to see which side wins.
All right. And if a car gets stuck in the mud, you have to get behind it and
push.
All right. And you have a heavy suitcase or a bag of meal or something, and to get it up the stairs. You say, "I had to do what up the stairs? I..." You know, really heavy, you'd say.
Yes, it would be tug.
That'd be okay if you use that, or put it up. So they put that, he put that 100-pound sack on my shoulder, and I what it up the stairs.
I'll carry it. We'd say carry it. If it's on your shoulder, we'd say we'd carry it up.
Okay.
Or some of them, the old expression would say, "I towed it."
Okay.
Yeah, towed it up the stairs.
All right. And if a little child's running around a room and getting into all kinds of things, and you're afraid he's going to put his hand on something, it's over there, and he comes in and goes like this, you say, "Don't what? Don't that. Don't..."
Don't tear that up, or
don't even
touch it. You'll leave your fingerprints on it.
Right. And if a person's in good spirits, you know, you might say
he's really in good spirits.
Mm-hmm. And he'd say he has a good sense of what?
A good sense of humor. He can take a joke pretty well.
Okay. And he'd say, "I had to get some rat poisoning and put it out there in the barn because I want to get one of those rats. I want to get..."
"Want to get rid of them."
All right. And some kid was kind of a smart aleck, and he pretended that he knew it all, you know, and you might say, he knew it all. He acted or made out like he knew it all.
He's just a smart aleck.
Okay. Would you use something like he made out like he knew it all, or he acted like he knew it all?
Yeah, we just term him as a smart aleck, that he didn't was pretending to be something he wasn't.
All right. And if someone, a little boy in school, might come back to his desk and find his pencil missing, all of his pencils are missing, and he might say, "Who what my pencils?
Who stole my pencils, or who took my pencils?"
All right.
Yeah, who took my pencils, I guess.
And if
who carried off my pencil?
Someone says, tells you about something happening about a few days ago, and you say, "Oh, I seen that.
I heard about that yesterday."
But you have a recollection of it in your mind. You say, "I what seen that? I
recall that happened yesterday."
Okay. But if you don't, you say, "I don't.
I just hadn't heard about it."
Or if someone says, really talking to you about recalling or remembering something, I say, "No, I'm sorry, I don't
recollect."
Okay. And if you send a message to someone, you say, "I've got to sit down and..."
Write a note to my friend.
And so yesterday
I wrote to them yesterday.
I say, as a matter of fact, several times this summer I have
written to them.
Okay, and now I expect
an answer. I'd like to have an answer from them.
Right.